The following edited presentation took place at the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday.
1:30 p.m., California Department of Insurance presentation on the California Sustainable Insurance Strategy, SIS.
We have a guest from the Insurance Commissioner's Office that kindly traveled down here to be with us today. Thank you very much for doing so. And we'll let you jump right in.
Good afternoon. My name is Mary Beth Bykowski, and I serve as a Northern California Outreach Analyst at the California Department of Insurance. In 1988, the California Insurance Commissioner became an elected office, and the current commissioner is Ricardo Lara. The department uses its authority to protect Californians from excessive, inadequate, or unfairly discriminatory rates. We're all aware of the stress on the insurance market right now that was created by natural disasters and global inflation. This is just not happening here, but every state is experiencing these factors. The increased cost of rebuilding, the labor shortage, reinsurance is harder to find and cost more. Over the past 10 years, the insurance companies have done far worse in California than nationally. During those years, California experienced 9 of the 10 most devastating wildfires in our state's history. As a result, we are faced with a tough question. Can consumers get the insurance they need? And unfortunately, today in certain markets, the answer is generally no. We need to try to get back to a point where insurance companies are once again competing for your business here in the state of California to drive the cost down. So if there's any questions or you want to file a complaint, we have an 800 number. The 800 number is manned by our compliance officers. That's the end of the presentation.
So at this point, who would like to go first? Supervisor Half, go ahead.
Homeowners deserve to know what they need to do in order to mitigate their risk so that they can get better rates.
Yeah, well, that's what Safer from Wildfires regulation is supposed to do. But I have to be honest, the discounts have been very small. So a lot of people have done them all, and it wasn't worth the money that they put into it. But it will be. And if nothing else, your home is more likely to survive a fire.
We have been getting cancellations since actually 2012.
Wow.
Before the Rim Fire, which was in 2013. We have a bazillion FireWise communities now. At the county level, we are like far beyond many other counties in all the mitigation work we're doing, the CERL projects. I don't know if you've heard about those. But we are protecting our communities by all the work that we're doing, yet we're not reaping any of the benefits. And it's very frustrating to, as my colleagues will tell you here on the dais, to represent Tuolumne County and feel like we're impotent. So what would you suggest we do to help move this along?
Well, you can't really move the regulation along, but just keep doing what you're doing. But, you know, there's a lot of forest here in California, so it's not something that can be done overnight.
Right, but what I'm asking for, maybe I should just be more specific, is how can we at the local level, like from Tuolumne County, be involved in some of this to really give examples of what needs to be done?
Well, I don't know how to, I don't know what to say about that besides just working with your government. I don't know if Dana's here today. He was going to come. You know, working with your Senator Alvarado Gill is, you know, she's on the insurance committee. Do you listen to their insurance committee meetings? They're pretty interesting if you haven't ever done that. And the Assembly Committee has an insurance committee. They meet one, you know, regularly. Whether you're going to get an insurance company to come in and I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay, I've been asking questions long enough. Defer to my other colleagues.
Supervisor Cook,
how long have you been with the Insurance Commissioner's Office?
9 years.
Okay.
And not in the same kind of role.
Sure. So I'm kind of like checking out. Like to me, this is all blah, 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 blah. We've been kicking and screaming forever trying to get freaking help on this issue. Supervisor Brendan and I were in a meeting 9 months ago, a year ago. Ricardo Lara promised that by the end of this year, 85% of us would be off the FAIR plan. Now I'm hearing that, no, we'll be done with our part of pushing that, but then it's going to be another year or two. And it's just like, you know what? Maybe it's just time to pack up and sell and get the hell out of California, because my insurance used to be $1,700. Now I'm pushing $8,000. I can't put money aside for my kids' college fund anymore. I'm working two jobs. I'm a college graduate. I have a great career outside of here. How the hell are people in our community making it? I don't know. But I do know all my friends are leaving. All my retired friends, people I know, are leaving. And the number one issue is fire insurance. Mm-hmm. And until Ricardo Lora gets his head out of his ass and everybody around him and the governor realizes that this is the next, this has been the biggest thing for a decade. This is pathetic how slow things are moving. Something needs to be relayed at a much grand, at a much spectacular level than, well, we're working on it. We know it all sucks. It's like, dude, our number one issue in California is housing. This isn't helping it. Like, look at the whole picture and figure it out. Because I could care less if 85% of us go on to a plan that's not the fair plan. Because guess what? It's still going to be unaffordable. 14% is crap. 14% on $8,000 is $840. What's $840 in the grand scheme of things when it used to be $1,700? Now it's $8,000. Like, all I really want you to do is to go back to Ricardo's office and say, nobody cares about any of this. It's not being fixed fast enough. I hope to God that guy gets voted out of office, because this is pathetic. And our constituents are fed up with it. They've gone deaf. They don't care what you have to say. They don't care what Ricardo Lara's office has to say. They don't care because we felt so abandoned for so long. You came to Tuolumne County and you're surprised that we're doing all this home hardening. I really do wish you did a little bit more research on what we've done. And home hardening is a joke. I built my house out of concrete. I have a metal roof. I've done everything right. I've gone to the ombudsman. I've gone to Ricardo Lara's office. I said, you can't burn my house down, but yet you've jacked my rates up 600-700%. Where is the incentive for anybody to do any of this work? There is no incentive. There's SB 952. Was Ricardo Lara's office supporting that because it was going to give tax credits to people to do the work? But we can't get any love on that Senate bill to give people the money to actually do the work. And the people who can actually do the work are the ones who need that tax credit, because somebody who works at Walmart can't afford it. People who are millionaires can afford it. The middle class in between who need that tax incentive, they need it. We can't afford it. And it's a waste of money to try and put $50,000 or $60,000, because in 4 or 5 years, that's going to be eaten up by the market anyways by paying your insurance plan. So this is all ridiculous. It's been way too long coming. I have zero faith in the process. I have zero faith that this is going to be done by 2025, 2026, because Ricardo Lara told Supervisor Brandon and myself in a meeting, mm-hmm. you'll be good to go by November, December of 2024. And now I'm hearing it's probably going to be another year or two, which in government scheme of things, that means 4 more years. So,
and that was SIS? He said that?
Huh?
Was it SIS he was talking about? Or
I don't know. He said that by the end of this year, 85% of us would be eligible to get off the fair plan. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. How many times is that guy going to open up his mouth and speak half-truths? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll run. I know nothing about insurance, but I think I could do a better job than him, because this is ridiculous. I've just like almost completely given up in faith that like if we want to accomplish anything in government, like people literally have to die and the world has to fall apart for us to do something. And it's just, it's so sad.
Supervisor Brandon.
Great. Thank you. Unfortunately, it seems like people dying and losing their homes actually hasn't been enough of a motivation to actually address this. There's been a lot of bluster from the insurance commissioner. I have absolutely zero faith in what he says, because at that meeting, the exact same thing here was presented with timelines and we're fixing everything. This is the third legislative cycle since he got elected. I do not see him out championing this issue. We have done immense work and been very loud on this issue for a very long time. He did one town hall here. If he didn't hear the anger and upset, you know, how furious everybody was with that. And yet very little has happened since then. It really does feel that it is an urban elected legislator that is not taking any consideration to rural counties.
Mary Beth, thank you very much, you know, for coming down.
And good luck. And we do appreciate it. I do feel for you.